Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Thursday, April 3rd. Coming up in today's episode, Waqf Bill tussle in Rajya Sabha, Sonia Gandhi's attack on constitution charge against Bharatiya Janata Party, Rahul Gandhi questions government over Trump tariffs, massive Supreme Court setback for Mamata Banerjee-led Bengal government, and world leaders react to Trump tariffs from working together to give right back. Sonia Gandhi, during the Congress Party parliamentary meeting today, sharply criticized the government's approach to various legislative matters, including the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025. The bill, which was tabled in Rajya Sabha today, after being cleared with a majority in the Lok Sabha on Wednesday, will massively impact the existing way Waqf boards function across the country. The bill passed in Lok Sabha after a 12-hour debate on Wednesday, with 288 in favor and 232 against it. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, during the Lok Sabha debate, defended the bill and countered allegations from the Congress. He dismissed claims that the legislation would interfere in Muslims' religious matters, calling such assertions fear-mongering for vote bank purposes. He clarified that the bill was not intended to touch upon the religious aspects of Waqf properties. In the Rajya Sabha, discussion continued today with the Leader of Opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, criticizing BJP's Anurag Thakur over allegations regarding a scam in Karnataka Waqf Board. Kharge vehemently denied any land grabbing within Waqf properties and demanded that the BJP either prove these allegations or have Mr. Thakur resign. Meanwhile, outside the bounds of Parliament, Shiv Sena UBT chief Uddhav Thackeray strongly opposed BJP's position on the bill. A former BJP ally claimed that the party's concern for Muslims would have made Pakistan's founder, Muhammad Ali Jinnah, ashamed. Mr. Thackeray accused the Bharatiya Janata Party of using the bill to seize land and transfer it to industrialist friends. He also expressed disbelief that the BJP, having won a third term at the centre, continued to stoke Hindu-Muslim issues. He even challenged the party to remove the green colour from its flag if it truly disliked Muslims. Mr. Thackeray further criticised Prime Minister Modi for not addressing potential US tariffs and their economic impact yesterday. Coming back to the Rajya Sabha, Union Minister Kiran Rijiju, during his statement and tabling of the bill, highlighted how the vast number of Waqf properties in India, now estimated at 8.72 lakh, continue. Referring to a 2006 HR committee report, Mr. Rijiju noted that earnings from 4.5 lakh Waqf properties were estimated at Rs 12,000 crore, suggesting that the current income from these properties would be significantly higher. At the CPP meeting, Sonia Gandhi vehemently opposed the bill, calling it a brazen assault on the constitution. She further accused the BJP of using the bill as a part of a broader strategy to keep society in a state of permanent division. The Congress leader linked the Waqf Amendment Bill to the BJP's other legislative proposals, particularly the One Nation, One Election Bill, which she claimed was another attempt to weaken the constitutional framework. Leader of the opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, criticized the Narendra Modi government in Lok Sabha today over the United States' decision to impose reciprocal tariffs on Indian exports. He said, and I quote, "This is going to devastate our economy," unquote. He warned that the 26% tariff hike would harm India's auto and pharmaceutical industries, which are all on the line. Mr. Gandhi also referred to his grandmother, former Prime Minister Indira Gandhi, and a conversation about foreign policy. He quoted her saying, "I don't lean left or right, I stand straight. I am Indian and I stand straight." Mr. Gandhi contrasted this with the BJP and RSS saying, quote, "When asked if they lean left or right, they say, no, 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 we bow our heads right in front of every foreigner that comes," unquote. He asked the government about how it plans to respond to the tariffs imposed by US President Donald Trump's administration. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Commerce is analysing the impact of tariffs. A senior government official confirmed that the 26% tariff will be applied in two phases. The first 10% will take effect on April 5th and the remaining 16% would follow on April 10th. The official mentioned that the US might reconsider the tariffs in India if India addresses their concerns. India is currently negotiating a bilateral trade agreement with the US. Both countries hope to finalize the first phase of the deal by the fall, between September and October. The official described the situation as a mixed bag and not a setback suggesting that while tariffs could be challenging, the ongoing trade negotiations may lead to better outcome for India. In a significant blow to the Mamata Banerjee government in Bengal, the Supreme Court has upheld Calcutta High Court's decision to cancel the appointment of over 25,000 teachers and non-teaching staff under the West Bengal School Service Commission. The Supreme Court found that the entire selection process was vitiated by manipulation and fraud, which had resulted in a loss of credibility and legitimacy. The bench, consisting Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna and Justice P.V. Sanjay Kumar, stated that they saw no reason to interfere with the High Court's order, emphasizing that the appointments were a result of cheating and as such were fraudulent. The court directed the state government to conduct a fresh selection process within 3 months. Those who succeed in the new process will not be required to return the salaries they received since their initial appointment in 2016. However, those who do not pass the fresh selection will be required to repay the salary. The court also granted special consideration for persons with disabilities, allowing them to remain in their current posts. The Mamata Banerjee government had challenged the High Court's order ruling in Supreme Court, requesting that the court separate the tainted candidates from the untainted ones. At the heart of the controversy were supernumerary posts created by the state government. Over 23 lakh candidates had appeared for the 2016 state-level selection test, yet there were only 24,640 vacant posts. Despite this, 25,753 appointment letters were issued, allegedly due to the creation of additional posts which were allowed for illegal recruitment. The irregularities in the recruitment process have raised serious concerns for the Trinamool Congress government, leading to several high-ranking leaders being implicated. Among them is former Education Minister Partha Chatterjee, a close ally of Mamata Banerjee, who was arrested for his role in the scandal and found with large sums of cash. BJP leader Amit Malviya described the Supreme Court verdict as a crushing defeat for Mamata Banerjee. He highlighted that Partha Chatterjee, who had served as Education Minister, was already in jail, and called for the Chief Minister to be held accountable for the fraud that he claims ruined career of thousands. US President Donald Trump escalated the global trade war by announcing a series of reciprocal tariffs aimed at matching duties imposed by other countries on US goods. At a White House event, Trump declared, "It is our declaration of independence." He explained that the 10% baseline tariffs would be applied to all imports into the United States, with higher duties for some of its biggest trading partners. Under his new plan, China would face tariffs of 34%, the European Union would be charged 20%, and Japan would have a 24% tariff. Meanwhile, India would face an import duty of 26%. The announcement sparked swift reactions from US trading partners, many of whom vowed to retaliate. They have also urged Trump to negotiate deals to avoid such tariffs. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese reacted strongly, saying, "It is the American people who will pay the biggest price for these unjustified tariffs." He added that Australia would not impose reciprocal tariffs, as it did not want to escalate the situation with higher prices and slower growth. In Canada, Prime Minister Mark Carney promised to fight the tariffs, stating they would fundamentally change the global trading system. Although the direct impact on Canada were less severe than other countries, Carney pointed out that US tariffs on steel, aluminium, and automobiles would directly affect millions of Canadians. He said, "We are going to fight these tariffs with countermeasures." British Prime Minister Keir Starmer also criticized the move, saying a trade war is in nobody's interest. He confirmed that United Kingdom had prepared for all eventualities and would not rule anything out in response. German officials warned that trade wars harm both sides. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez echoed these concerns, vowing to protect Spanish companies and workers while maintaining a commitment to open trade. Sweden's Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson said his country did not want increasing trade barriers. "We do not want a trade war," he said, emphasizing the need for cooperation with the US for the benefit of all nations. Irish Trade Minister Simon Harris highlighted that Ireland and European Union were ready to fight a negotiated solution. "Negotiation and dialogue are always the best way forward," he said. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, an ally of Trump, also expressed a desire to work together with the US to avoid a trade war, warning that such a conflict could weaken the West. The European Union pledged to react to the new tariffs by the end of April, with initial countermeasures focused on steel and aluminium. China's Commerce Ministry called for the immediate cancellation of the tariffs, warning they would endanger other global economic development plan and harm both US and international interests. In Brazil, President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva expressed that his country could not remain passive in response to the tariffs, and a law was passed to counter Trump's 10% tariff. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with IndyTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with IndyTV on Apple, Spotify and the IndyTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.